Sota Perek Test Mishnah Test 9-9, and really the last Mishnah that discusses Egla Rufa here in our Masechta. It says Mishirabu Harotzchanim. Once the murderers proliferated, Batla Egla Rufa, they decided to stop doing the Egla Rufa procedure. The idea here, of course, is that there's some level of farce to it if it's happening all the time. And more than that, since the whole premise of the Egla Rufa is that you don't know who the murderer is, once there are certain known murderers, as the Mishnah will say, so then it's not really totally an anonymous crime, and therefore they decided to stop doing it. As the Mishnah says, Mishaba Eliezer ben Dinai, from the time that Eliezer ben Dinai arrived on the scene, Utechina ben Prisha Hayanikra, he changed his name. That's one shot. That's a fine shot. That he changed his name to be called by this name Techina ben Prisha, so that he, you know, would be in like a pseudonym, so people couldn't find him. There are the others and other girsas that say this is a separate person. Chazru lekroso ben Haratzchan. Then they, when the people figured out this ruse of the second name, they changed it so they refer to him as like ben Haratzchan, like, you know, the son of a murderer. So the point is that once they had known murderers and there wasn't such an anonymity to who the murderers were, and very possibly people knew who was doing the killing, so they stopped doing Egla Rufa. That's the end of the Egla Rufa topic for the whole Masechta, really. And now we'll have sort of a few other topics. We're going to sort of transition for the rest of the Masechta, really, into how things changed over time. And here we're going to talk about, returning to our original topic of Sota for a moment, we see Mishirabu ha-man'afim. Once the philanderers, the adulterers, proliferated, so then Pasku ha-maim ha-marim. They stopped administering the bitter waters to test the Sota woman. The idea was that once people in general, whole society is breaking down in terms of their morality and fidelity between husband and wife, so then the whole thing again was potentially going to be a make for a farce, because if A, it could lead to people who, remember the pasuk says that it has to be that the husband is also free of sin. The pasuk actually literally says v'nikaha ish me'avon, which in context, it means that the son who brings his wife to drink and then she ends up dying, he will be free of sin. But the drush is the husband also has to be nakim avon, he has to be totally free of sin, as we saw before, meaning the husband can't, let's say, have slept with his wife after she became forbidden to him after stira that followed a kinoi. And other mephorshim learn, in addition to that, it could be like, let's say, for example, if he had himself an adulteress with another married woman, and so on, so then it wouldn't test her either, because as I explained from the whole Masechta through, that the point is to take a nice, good, wholesome, happy couple that now has sort of been checkmated because of these halachas of kinui and stira, to be to rebuild up their marriage, and Hashem will vouch for the wife. But the whole thing doesn't work anymore once, you know, people are just being dishonest and being immoral. And worse than that, it'll come to be that people will A, be erasing Hashem's name for no good reason because it won't work anyways, and B, people will say that Hashem's Torah and this process isn't true, because the women who know they were guilty end up not getting punished because their husbands also were guilty, so therefore, but they don't know about the husband, they know about the wife, so it suggests that the process doesn't work. And therefore, they decided not to do it. Now, who decided not to do it? It was Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai Hefsikan. It was Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, the first of the Nisim after the Chorban. He's the one who stopped administering them. Shenamar, because he saw in this pasuk, this is a pasuk from Hosea, and really refers to the time in the future, where Hashem says, Lo efkod, I won't like check your wives like with the bitter water, he understood it to refer to, al benosechem, because of virtue of your daughters who are ki tiznena, because they're adulterous and otherwise, you know, immoral. Val kolosechem ki tinafena, and also because of your daughters-in-law who also are adulterous, ki heim, and the pasuk continues, but the Mishnah doesn't quote it. Im hazonus yifaredu, everyone is being totally immoral, and therefore the bitter waters don't work. The husbands are guilty as the wives, and the parents are also guilty for not keeping their children in check, and society is falling down, and therefore the waters don't work anymore, and for all those reasons, and really essentially because we don't want the Torah to be looked at as a farce, or the Hashem's day to be erased for no good reason, so therefore Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai stopped the administration of the bitter waters. Now, one more point here, but it's like a new point here. It says, Mishemes Yosi ben Yoezer ish Tzreda v'Yosi ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim, when that pair, the first of the five Zugos, pairs we saw from Pirkei Avos, when they died, so then Batlu HaEshkolos, that was the end of people called Eshkolos. The word Eshkolos, as the Bartuna speaks out, is an Ish Shahakolbo. It's a notrikon, a portmanteau for the word Ish Shahakolbo, meaning that he had the entire Mesorah without any doubts or lack of clarity or subject to any machlokas. Because until the time of those Yosis, there was no machlokas in Klausel regarding a din, how to pass him to do something. Near the end of his life, so then Yosef and Ezer, his memory lapsed on him, and they had a bit of machlokas. It's a famous machlokas we learn in Chagiga. If you do smicha on Yom Tov, that was the first machlokas that proliferated, and at that point and thereafter, the Masorah had at least some imperfections, and therefore no one had a whole, single, complete, uncontested, incontrovertible Masorah, so that no one anymore was like an Eshkol. So that was the end of that category of people. Shneamar, as the Pasuk says, this is really also from a drush, this is a Pasuk from Micha, where many times throughout Chazal, the Klal Yisrael are referred to as a kerem, a vineyard, and Eshkolot, which although it's referring to Ish Shakolbo, the word Eshkol means like a grape cluster. So here we have the Navi Micha says, "Ein eshkol." There's no more clusters of grapes leachol to eat. Bikura ivsa nafshi. My soul pines away. It desires a first ripened fig. The point is, this is a mushel all for people want at least some. You know, there's no. The Navi saying there's no. You know, people around that are of great spiritual stature anymore. And so we understand that's referring to everybody, even one Eshkol, a person who's got the entire Masorah like that. Elsewhere, the Pasuk says, just, you know, in Micha, that the next Pasuk, it says, Avar Chasid min ha'aretz. There's like all the righteous, all the Chasidim, all the righteous, holy, pious people have like left or gone from the land. The Yashar ba'adam ayin, and there's no one anymore who's totally upright. So the connection between the first pasuk and the second pasuk is telling you that the Eshkol is like a metaphorical reference to people who are like Chasidim, Sha'ish, Sha'kolbo.